Okay, we're up to Perek Tezayin. Okay, we're going to try to go through the Pesukim quickly. There aren't many in the Farshim, any in the Midrashim. Just it appears to be a lot of repetition. The same idea on a very simple level, starting with Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Nun Hey. Okay, that's where we're up to. Perek Tezayin Nun Hey. It's a repeat of what we learned last week, is that Hashem says that in the Achris Hayamim, Sidon, Uvnoiseha, and her suburbs, Toshavna Likad Mosan, will be restored to their original state, which simply means that land will be healed from its damage of the gofris, from melach, from the sulfur and the salt, Shrefachol Arza, from the Tarvitz Mashma, wherever Sidon Bamori is. Maybe we know where it is today. It's not possible to plant, to cultivate, to live, to develop that land due to the churban that Hashem has brought upon it. But when Mashiach comes, it will be restored to Likad Mosan. And we had the discussion on Friday. Does that mean that the people, the civilization, the people who once upon a time lived there and defined its essence, defined its nature, its culture, they'll come back in Tchiyas HaMeisim? And they will be healed from their sins. Obviously, we mentioned on Friday that there's a possibility that obviously there must have been some type of good quality in Sodom Valmora. They were sinners. They made a mistake by denying the people to anyone in the world from deriving the benefit, the bracha that Hashem bestowed upon them. But who knows? Maybe there is some redeeming quality that they had that will be restored when the time of Mashiach. Or, as many of you disagreed with that approach and said there's no hope for these people, they're finished for good. It just means that the physical land will be healed from its state of Churban, and it will be resettled, re-inhabited by other people who are tzaddikim. Now this is a pasuk. I don't know how the Gemara deals with this. The Gemara here says the first is Shemer, which means the Aseres HaShvatim. Shem, which the capital of Aseres HaShvatim, the seven suburbs, Toshav and Likad Mosan, will restore to its original state. Now, Shem was not physically destroyed. They didn't destroy the land. As far as I know, they didn't go pour salt all over the land, did they? I don't recall any such thing. So here,
exiled the people.
The people. So L'chayr, this means, I don't know what it means. L'chayr means that the people are going to be restored. The Aseres HaShvatim, the seven will be returned. And you, Yerushalayim, Uvenosach, you, Yerushalayim, and your suburbs, also to Shuvena, Likad Maschem, will be restored, Likad Maschem, to your original state. The Mitzudos David, Pasuk Nun Hei, says, Yachos Saich, written Lemar, Uvizman Shetashuv Sudan, Vishaimron, Likad Mosan, and at the time, not before, at the time when Shaimron and Sidon will be restored, Liyos Mi Yushavais, Ba'anashim, Bekishahayu, Oz. Only at that point in time, Tashuv Gamata, you also will be restored. V'loy koydim l'chayna before them, koyil v'loy toyva at lehen, you are no better. You are no better than the people of Sodom and Shomron. Therefore, your geula will not come any time before that they are restored. Now, historically speaking, as we mentioned last, we had the same pasuk, the same idea previously. It's a bit difficult because it would appear that the people that Yerushalayim and the people of Yehuda and Binyamin have indeed been restored. And as far as we know, Sodom, I mean, Radak said this is a teshuvah leminim. Sodom has never been rebuilt. And the Aseres HaShvatim, even if they will be returned when the Mashiach comes, they have not yet come back as far as we know. It was a tradition that all the Jews who were living in Spain were from Shevet Yehuda, and the Jews living in France and Germany were primarily descendants of Binyamin. This is a Masur that, I don't know where it comes from, but if you read about this, there is such a Masur. The Jews from Spain and the Jews from France and Germany ultimately made their way back to resettle Eretz Yisrael Bezman Hazeh. So Eretz Yisrael Bezman Hazeh is, I mean, and even this pasuk of Yeshua has been written, I mean, it's describing over here the Bayis Rishayim. Who's the one who rebuilt the Bayis Sheni? Certainly the people of Yehuda Binyamin. Not the Aseres HaShvatim. But even Bezman Hazeh, the tradition is that those who have gone back into Yisrael Eretz Yisrael from Yehuda Binyamin, not from the Aseres HaShvatim. So how do we reconcile that this reality with what it says here in the Pasuk, that it's not going to happen until the times of Mashiach? I don't know. It says that it's not going to happen. We are not going to be restored. Yehuda Binyamin is not going to be restored, not before Sodom and Shomron. So if you take the Mitzudos David at face value, we're missing something. There's definitely something that's lacking. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Nun Hei says, there is no Rashi. Radak Pasuk Nun Hei says, V'achosayach b'siman Ribui has Zukharim Levat. There's a lot of diktuk in these radaks. I'm just going to bring them very quickly. B'siman Ribui has Zukharim Levat Beloy Ribui Hanekevois. The word V'achlis Sayich is a your sister is a ribui of males, but a sister by definition is a female. So I don't know what this means. V'chein nil eis beroiv atzo soyich shnayim harishoinim toshoivna v'ashlishi tishuvena v'echad hu kemo, they mean exactly the same thing. V'shkemo shekosavnu tigbehena v'tigbana kemo tovona v'usivo en. Okay, we'll run through. I don't know what the diukim of these are referring to, but the words, we have three words. Toshoivna, Toshoivna and Tishuvena. There will be restoration for three different sections of Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Nun Vav. The stone is not necessarily part of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. In the boundaries, the Gevulos and Sefer Matas Maaseh is Sidom. The ancient Sidom, is that part of the Gevulos of Eretz Yisrael? I have no idea. Okay, is that it's in this one thing we know, it's in the south. That's what we're learning. It's down south. How far down south is Sidom? How far down south do the Gevulos of Eretz Yisrael go? Is it included in the Kibush Sheni? I don't know. Maybe there are clear answers, but I don't know. Pasuk Nunvav. V'lo ha'isa Sidom achlosech l'shmur. Now here Hashem is coming to criticize Yerushalayim. The criticism is came out exactly the same thing that we learned last week. I don't know why there is so much repetition, but it is what it is. Hashem says v'lo. It's a rhetorical statement. V'lo ha'isa Sidom achlosech l'shmur b'ticha b'yom ge'oinoich. Was Sidom, your sister, not a common expression? Lishmua means a common thing that came out of your mouth. Lishmua, something that was heard b'fich through your mouth on the days ge'oinoich, when you were still at a high point, meaning before Yerushalayim, before it was revealed. The sins of Yerushalayim, and when Yerushalayim too, the observer word tzaddikim, the residents of Yerushalayim were tzaddikim. The people of Yerushalayim would criticize other people by saying, "Don't do averos. If you do averos, it's going to happen to you exactly what happened to Sidom." Let us see the mitzvot of pasuk nunvav. V'lo ha'isar ritzon leimar v'chilo zochart b'fich. Do you not remember with your mouth the eis mem shaltech? At the time when you were in charge, es hashmua, the report sheshamat that you heard me'afichas Sidom, the report that you heard about the destruction of Sidom. What does this mean? Uch oimer umadua imkein his aft mehen. Why were you more evil than them? So I think the mitzvah is a little bit different than I translated. Is that did you not remember people talking about when you were in existence? Did you not remember people referring to the Churban of Sidom, and it was because of their sins? So why did you act, and even great? Why was your evil even greater than them? You should have learned a lesson. Rashi pasuk nun vav v'lo ha'isa stom achlosech bitmia. This is a rhetorical statement. Lishmua b'fich lehaychiach rabin. So this is really what I said. I really said what Rashi says, not what the Mitzudo says. Is it was a shmua b'fich in your mouth, l'hoichiach rab. You would use Sidom as a lesson to give Musar to other nations. The loimar, you would say to other nations, he zoharu, watch out, don't do averos. Sheloi tehafchu kistom, you should not turn into stone. Ki ilu haysalich shmu asa chadasha, as if it was a new report. It was something that was fresh. Since you constantly refer to the Churban of Sidom, it was as if it was a fresh event. At the time when you were in your prime, when you were Bigdula Seich, when you were in your height, when everything was good by you. So how could it then have been that you fallen so far? Radak Pasik Nun Vav. V'lo ha'isa l'shmua b'fich b'yom ge'oinoich v'lo y'zochart b'fich ha'shmua sheshamat me'afich ha'sedom. So here he is learning like the Mitzudos, and Radak is telling us is that don't you remember what happened to Sodom? Didn't you learn the lesson from history that they were destroyed because of their abominations? The day of your pride, lo zochart befich shmuas sodom v'loy amartem echol lechaveroi yisoif hagaon shever. He did not say one man to his fellow, let's watch out, let's not continue down this path of averos because we're going to be destroyed. V'loy nisko'eh, shaharei sodom nefcha v'nishbara mibnei go'ayna, and v'loy nisko'eh, we should not be destroyed because Sodom was destroyed because of its arrogance. Go'noich, your pride, loshen rabim, ki bidvarim rabim nisko b'nei Yehuda b'es shalvasam. They did a lot of averos at the time of their bidvarim rabim nisko. They were arrogant b'nei Yehuda b'es shalvasam at the time of their tranquility.
Doesn't it mean that they had many things in which they took pride?
Well, it appears that there are different opinions. I'm not different as what as is the word go'noyach a positive word or is it a negative word? From the Mitzudos, it's mashma negative, meaning that well. Let's go back to the Mitzudos Nunvav. Let's see the Nunvav. Madua. No, he doesn't say anything in the Mitzudos. Okay, Rashi also, when he says Go'oin in Kishoyis Big Dula Sech, so it's positive. According to Rashi, Ge'oinoyach means that in the good old days, while things were good, you were secure, you had a good economy, everything was wonderful, and you were. And during those good old days, when you would teach your children not to do averos, you use Sodom as mashal. Could you maybe go ask them over there to be a little quieter? I forget. No, don't ask them.
No.
That's the last thing I want.
It's raining outside.
No. I'm really sorry. I had no idea. That was bad. I had no clue.
We don't want to do that.
Don't worry. We'll do the same to you also.
I'm not a rabbi. I don't have
those
problems.
That's because you don't have eyes in your back.
What?
That's because you don't have eyes in your back.
Eyes.
Okay. Kishayis, according to Rashi, Rashi appears to say the word ge'onoyach is a ge'oin is in your good old days when everything was wonderful. According to the Radak, Radak means your arrogance. You were hypocrites. You were doing averos. You were doing to'evos. And the same time you were doing to'evos, you were criticizing other people only because you felt that nothing. Nothing's going to happen to you. Everything is wonderful. You're living in the Yerushalayim. Everything is wonderful. And then you can do all the averus you want in secret. And Hashem still will allow you to exist and grant you success. But when you see someone else suffering, you would say, good for you. You deserve what you got because you're no different than Sodom. So Hashem over here is saying, with the word go'noyach, you're hypocrites. You are just as evil as the people of Sodom. So how dare you criticize other people?
So then depends on the context.
Right.
Because pride can be pride in something real, and pride could be false pride.
So it would appear that Rashi and the Radak disagree in how to translate the word ge'onoich. Rashi is the good old days, and Radak is you're hypocrites at the time when you yourself are guilty of averos. Pasuk nun zayin b'terem tigoler ro'asech. All of this took place before your evil was exposed. In other words, when you were criticizing other nations and telling them, good for you, you deserve the punishment that came upon you, you were just as guilty. The only difference was, no one yet knew about it. You were hiding behind in secrecy. You were doing the averos behind closed doors. B'terem, all of this took place before tigolero aseich, your evil was revealed. Kumo Eis Cherpas, for now, at what point in time, this is an historical point, what was the change, what was the transition point, the moment when it was revealed that the people of Yerushalayim are secretly sinners? It was the time of Eis Kumo Eis Cherpas Binos Aram V'chol Sevivo Seha, at the time when Aram attacked the Jewish people, the Chol Svivo Seha, and all of her surrounding nations, who included the Benos Pilishtim, the suburbs of Pilishtim, Hashatos Osach Misaviv, who were Mivaze. The word Shatos means who disgraced you from all sides. It was this period of time, which Rashi and the Radak and everyone will tell us exactly what we're referring to. There was a very specific period of time when the Jewish people, it was the headlines, it was a watershed moment when on the front cover of the New York Times, scandal, the Jewish people are not like you think. You think they're honest, they have integrity, and everything is kosher v'yosher. Guess what? There is a major scandal. We've exposed terrible things, and at that moment in time, it was a change. It was a very great tsar. Okay, let's see over here.
Was the word you're looking for chastening?
Well, no, not really. They were exposed. It was a moment of disgrace.
Yes,
I was reading recently about, a little bit about Scherer. So he there was one point where there was a time when they accused him falsely, Mamish falsely, of some wrongdoing, some scandal involving the Aguda, and it was proven to be 100% false without any question whatsoever. But it was in the media. It was the New York Times. And he always said his whole life is that was the lowest point of my entire life. I worked my entire life to establish an institution of integrity, impeccable integrity, and some people who were not made trouble, some people wanted, they did something and they accused me, and had nothing to do with me, because these are also religious people of Hulu V'Hulu. And it was his whole life, he never really got over it. He never really let it down, he never really got over it of the shame that it brought upon him and upon who he represented. And here is the same thing. Here, Klal Yisrael, because there he was innocent. Here, Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk tells they were guilty. They did terrible avos. But here, it was a new moment in when it was exposed to the world that the Jewish people are not like you think they are. Let's see what it says in the Metzudos of Pasuk Nun Zayin. This is very powerful stuff. Nun Zayin says, "B'terem Musav Lamala Loimar Yom Go'onach Haya." Your day of Gaonach, your day of pride, meaning the good old days. Let's learn that the Mitzudas is literally similar to Rashi. The day when everything was fine and good was Haya Ad Lo Niskala Ra'aseich La'asos Bifar Hesya. That was all before the time, that moment of truth, when it was revealed to the world that you are sinners just like everyone else. Od Chayisa Machazik B'Dvar Hashem La'in Haroim. Before this day of reckoning, this day, publicly it appeared to the world that you are people who are faithful to Hashem. V'Chayisa Miyaser Anoshim B'Gmul Oynesh Sodom. And therefore you would mock other people who suffered by telling them you deserve what you got because you are no different than Sodom. Kumo Ace, when was the moment when everything changed? When was the moment when the world woke up to realize that the people of Yerushalayim are also sinners like everyone else? Adloy Niskala Kumo, Sheniskala, like when it was revealed, Be'esh Shecherfuch Aram Uplishtim, when these two nations, the nation of Aram and the nation of Pelishtim, which really was everyone that was surrounding Eretz Yisrael, Bekachas oisach bagoyla, when they took you into exile, bimei Ochoz. Okay, Ochoz was the father of Chizkiyahu. So we're dealing over here with around, approximately, what is it about? About 75 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Pretty good. The Beis Hamikdash was there for about 410 years. So for almost 300 years plus, the people of Yerushalayim always had a reputation of being tzaddikim. Not so for the Aseres HaShvatim, but the people of Yerushalayim always had a reputation of being tzaddikim until the time of Ochos. Ochos was the time when he was a terrible sinner. Chizkiyahu, he dragged his father, when he died, Chizkiyahu took his father's body and dragged it in the street, Bezoyon, to show that I disassociate myself from the evil ways of my father. Hashem delivered the Jewish people in the hands of Aram. Vayakubo, and the people of Aram, they attacked the Jewish people. Vayishvu mimenu, and they took captives. Another pasuk, uPlishtim hashtu ba'arei hashvela, and at that same time, the Plishtim, they attacked. They entered into the lowlands. Ki os heireu lasos bagolui. Why did Hashem allow the Plishtim and Melech Aram to attack? Because it was at that point in time in Jewish history, in the time of Melech Ahaz, that the Jewish people of Yerushalayim, Yehuda and Yamin, they did worship Avodah Zarah publicly, begilui. Os heireu lasos bagolu yoiser mi barishayna. K'may shenema b'malachim b'vidivri hayamim. Like it says there, at that point in time, good morning. At that point in time, Mazel Tov. At that point in time, hashatois. Hashatois means bizui. They were mevazeyu. Oisach mi saviv lakachas ha'adim v'lhaglois v'anashim, to take your cities and to exile your people. Okay, so this, let's review the pasuk because it's an historical point. All of this was Beteret, the good old days. The good old days when you were still mocking everyone else that they're sinners and they deserve punishment just like the people of Sodom. It was before the time of Ahaz. What happened at the time of Ahaz? Beterem tigoleh ro'aseich, before your sins were revealed publicly. Kimo, what point in time are we referring to in history? Is the time of Cherpas, the disgrace that was heaped upon the people of Yerushalayim by the Benos Aram, the Chol Svivosecha, and the Benos Plishtim, the people of the Plishtim, because both of these nations succeeded in attacking and conquering segments of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, and these people in the process, they exposed publicly your sins, and Hashatos Osach, they disgraced you to the entire world, misaviv, from all sides, from attacking you from all sides and exposing all of your evil practices. Radak, Pasuk Nun Zayin, explains, Rashi explains the same thing. Kimo eis cherpas benos aram, kimo shenigles, at the time when it was exposed, your sins, be'eis, at the time osati eschem biyad malchi aram, shabo alochaz, when I exposed you to the kings of Aram, that Shabo Alochaz, the king of Aram, attacked Melech Ochaz. The Esahi at that time, he quotes the same sukkim that were mentioned by the Mitzudos. Bo'esahi hechel Hashem l'hashlich b'Yehuda es gedudi Aram. Hashem at that point in time began to send forth in Yehuda the gedudei Aram, the troops, the battalions, the armies of Aram. Uvedivrei ha'yam, we have another passage that says v'yidim Hashem biad melech Aram uplishtim pashtu be'orei hashvela v'hanegev, period. Now what does it mean hashatos? At this point in time, these two nations, they were mevaze, they disgraced you. L'shoin b'zayoin v'loi karya aleph, the aleph is a silent aleph. There are many words like this in Chumash. The Aleph is silent. You don't pronounce the Aleph, you just completely ignore it. What? Oh, so he quotes it over here, right? Exactly. Rashi says here the same exact thing. Rashi says, V'doyme Eloi, V'yives Esav es ha-bechayra. Esav despised the first, the Bechayra. Dimetargeminon v'shot. The Aramaic translation is v'shot. And that is the shorish of the word over here, hashatois oisach misaviv. They disgraced you by exposing your sins, your secret sins.
Is it that they accuse them of being sinners, or is it just the fact that they lost divine protection that reveals their vulnerability due to sin?
Okay, probably both are true. Probably the fact that they could be conquered is itself a revelation that they're not where they should be. And very likely, the pasuk, I can't tell you for sure, but it appears from the connotation you get from the words of the Mefarshim is that they exposed, that once they conquered their territory, they went into their basements, they found their idols.
So what would they care?
What?
Hoping they care.
No, so you're hypocrites. You say about the Jewish people, we thought you worship God. We thought you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, you're no different than us. Look what's going on here in this land. I mean, Rashi, Mitzudas Kamat says it, at the time when when because they sinned publicly, that is why Hashem allowed them to be conquered by Aram and the Plishtim. So it seems that there was public worship of idols. It wasn't like today where you have internet and then you have everything is in a moment. But obviously it took time for the world obviously to learn that the people of Yehuda are not the way they present themselves to be. Let's see the Radak Pasig Nun Zayin. Says Kamat the same. It's very short, but the same exact thing. You do not do tshuva b'terem shenigla rasech b'mei ochoz. The time that we're referring to here is Kumo Ace is Ochos, the King Ochos, Vizel Shama Kumo Ace Kharpas Benos Aram, Kibo Ace Sahi Niglisa Roas Yehuda. It was exposed to the world the sins of Yehuda, Vahayu Likharpa, Ba'ari Aram, Vizel Shamar, Kherpas, the disgrace that was brought upon them through Benos Aram, Kihol Husham Shevi, Abine Yehuda, Kumo Shakosov. Vayitneu Hashem Eloka biyad Melech Aram vayaku osbo vayishvu mimenu shviya gedolu vayuvu dar Mosek. Dar Mosek is the capital of Aram. Okay, there are many Arams, but one of the Arams was Dar Mosek was the capital. Chol sviv osecha benos plishim hashatois osech misaviv v'chein plishim bozu v'shalu oisam. The plishim they plundered, they despoiled and plundered them, v'lochu a'areim, and took their cities, k'mo yishakosov, u'filishtim pashtu b'orei hashfeilov, ha'negev lihudov, v'yalukdu, and they captured as Beis Shemesh. Okay, so it's interesting, Beis Shemesh was one of the cities that was one of the first cities that was taken by the Plishtim at the time of Melech Ochos. V'yes Ayalon, that exists today? Is there a city Ayalon in Eretz Yisrael today? Of Meir, you know Ayalon?
The Valley of Ayalon.
Where is that?
In the car. There's Beit Shemesh. It goes up to Hebron.
Yeah. Okay. People live there. They have a settlement there. V'yas Hakideros, V'yas Socho, all of these cities, Ubodosecha, V'yas Timna Muvnosecha, V'yas Gizmo, V'yas Minosecha, V'yas Shusham, and the Plishtim lived in these lands at this point in time. Hasha Tois, same exact thing as Rashi and the Mitzvah Siyain, Inin Biza. No, I made a mistake. He has a new interpretation. See, it's not Bezayin. See that? I didn't pay attention. It appears from the Radak, Biza. Biza means not disgrace. It means they took spoils. They stole your property. When it says here, at the time when the Plishim Hashatos Osach Misaviv, according to Rashi and the Mitzvah, it means they were Mevaza you. They disgraced you. They wrote articles in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. They have blogs. That's what they did. But according to the Radak, no, it's talking money. They stole your property. They attacked, they plundered, they overtook your property. In Biza, another word where the Aleph is silent. Okay, you know, in the Tikkun Simonim, they always indicate when the Aleph is silent, they have the Aleph in gray. They don't, in the Tikkun Simonim, they have a lot of different things to help you read the words the correct way. And every time you have an aleph that's like this, where the aleph is not pronounced, you should not get any ideas. They put the aleph in gray to indicate that it is a silent aleph. Pasuk Nun Ches. Es zimoseich v'es tov asayich at nisosim neum Hashem. You will now have to carry, to bear, your plans, now the different translations for the word Zimoseich, and your abominations, you will now have to carry, you will now suffer the consequences of. So says Hashem. Let's see the Mefarshim, Rav Mitzudos, Pasik Nunches, Zimoseich, as Gemul HaZima, She'asis, the punishment for the Zima. Now let's see the Mitzudos Sion. Sion says, he doesn't translate Zima. So Zima can mean one of two things. Either here it means zinus. Zima means your lewdness, like your gili arayos. In this context, means avodah zara, or it can mean your plans that you carried forth in sinning. You are going to have to suffer. Gemul hazima shasis ugemul hatoevos hinei tisavi tispol. You're going to have to suffer. You're going to have to bear the consequences. So says Hashem. Let's see. Rashi pasuk l'nechas says nisosim nosos osam. The word nisosim is a composite of two words. You are going to have to suffer the consequences. You're going to have to bear the weight of the punishment. V'loshon nekev who become and becomes b'sefer zeh. And over here it is v'loshon nekev nososim osaf. The saf over here indicates nosos. The fact that it's nosa, we have an extra saf, nosim. I guess the saf indicates that this is l'shoy nikeva. Radak pasuk nunches says nunches zimosech at nisosim savalt oisam vikibalt oinsham. You're going to have to carry the punishment of your sins. Okay, let's go next pasuk. Pasuk nunches kichoy ma'ashem elokim. So says Hashem Elokim, "Yosisi oisach asher osis, I'm going to do to you like what you have done. Asher bozis olo lehofer beris, you have disgraced the oath that you've taken at Matan Torah, lehofer to annul the bris, the treaty, the covenant that I have forged with you." Pasuk here is telling Klal Yisrael, you're going to get nida kineged nida. The principle we had so many times. It's one of the most basic yisoidos in yados. And that is nida kineged nida. Whatever you do, Hashem brings upon the person exactly according to his actions. You're always judging yourself. You're always planning your own future the way you behave. Pasuk in the testament of the Zavid, v'yasisi ita osach. Ese imach gimul ra'ah. I will bring upon you a punishment. Kifi ha'avoin, exactly according to the sin, asher osis, that you have committed. What is this? What?
You have kifi
ha'avon? I have ha'avon, yeah. Is it even Gersa?
He is probably right, but
we
have kifi hamon.
Hamon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have here kifi ha'avon. According to the sin.
Sounds
better. Mine sounds better, right? Okay, kifi ha'avon asher osis, asher bozis ho'ola. Shenishpat bichoyrev al kabbalah satara. The Allah is, there was a curse. Anyone, Oror Ha'ish, Asher Lo Yakim, is Divriat, the 11 curses. In Parashas, I'm going to ask the Parash of the curses. Parashas Nitzavim? The curses, the 11 curses, the Brachas, the curses. So the 11 curses, there was a curse, the Allah is a curse. Allah, I take it back. Over here in the Mitzvot, he says it's a Shavua. Allah means also an oath. Inyan Shavua, Kamo Olo Vichachesh, okay, a Shavua.
It could be a curse.
Sometimes it means a curse. Means an oath. The oath that you took in Choyreif, Al Kabbalah Sator V'Lohafer Habris Shekorati Oz Imach Hashem, forged a covenant with Klal Yisrael, and your actions indicate that you have annulled this covenant, and therefore you're going to suffer the consequences. Mida Keneged Mida. Rashi Pasik Nuntes V'Osisi Oisach V'Osisi Lach Ro'ah. I will bring upon you evil kigmuleich asher osis according to what you have done asher bozis Allah oisah shekibalt alaych b'chayreif. You have annulled, you have disgraced the oath that you have accepted upon yourself in the chayreif. La'avrucha b'vris Hashem lokecha ach loy afir ani yosabris milizoychroy ki ein ani kimoseich. I am not like you. Rashi here is going into the next pasuk. Rashi here, the second if Rashi is already entering in the pasuk samach, which we'll read in one moment. Basically, he's saying over here is that you may have been unfaithful, but I will still keep my part of the deal. I will always remember. V'zacharti, the next we'll read in French Rashi, v'zacharti ani esprisi, asher hoya imach b'meinu rayich, I will still be faithful and I will have rachmanis upon you. Radak, pasuk samach, v'zacharti ani es, I'm sorry, pasuk nuntes, Pasuk Nuntes ki koy marsham lokim v'osisi oisach ksiv. It says v'osisi, it says v'osis ksiv, but v'osisi kri hakosuv omer at goramt ma she osisi loch. So Radak here is teaching us the drush of the kri v'ksiv. It says over here, I v'osisi oisach, I will do to you harm. Why? It's not that I will do to you harm. You have brought this harm upon yourself. The only reason why I am bringing the harm is because you have brought it upon yourself through your actions. Asher bozis es Allah lehofer beris kmo shekasuv lo'avrecha beris Hashem lokechu bevelasai uvaharsina hu shekones abris imohem. when did this bris take place? And some of the Torah, which Nemar, Lo yes, I was saying, Kodas Hashem is a bris, Azos ki tanu. The Nemar, Lonu, Venenu, Ad Oilam Azos, is called Dibri Hatar Azos. Many psukim mention the bris that Hashem made with us, the time of Matan Torah. Pasuk Samach, Hashem says, you may have been unfaithful, but I will be faithful. Vizokharti ani es bris si oisach bimenu royich. I will remember the bris I made with you in your days of youth. Bekaki mosilach bris olam. I will establish with you a bris forever. Mitzudos pasuk samach v'zochariti v'tzad olamar avaloi li'olam eksev. Hashem says I will not be angry forever. Ki eskor es abris asher korati imach bimei nu'oroyich b'maimer har sinai li'os tachol lukim la'azor lo'shia to help you. V'aki mo'isiya kayim loch es abris li'os lenetzach. I will save you. I will come along and help you. Rashi, Samach, we already did. Radak, Pasach, Samach, V'zacharti, Ani, Es, Abris, Oysach, Minu, Royich, At, Hefart, Es, Brisi. Hashem says, you, the Jewish people, have been unfaithful, but I am not like you. Aval, Ani, Es, Kerenu, Od. I will still remember the Bris. V'loi, Afarenu, I will not annul it. Hu, Abris, Shahoy, Li, Itach, Bimenu, Royich, Vuhu, Maimed, Har, Sinai. Kima, Shahoy, Yishol, Bimitzrayim, Ad, Shabo, Eretz, Laretz, Nikru, Yimei, Nurim, the Tkufa of Yitzias Mitzrayim until they came into Eretz Yisrael, those 40 years, is called the Mei Nu'urim, the days of youth. V'yakimos yilach bris olam, kemosha kibalt oso ad olam, kemosha kosuv lanu ulevanenu ad olam, kein akimenu od bris olam, shalo yelo hefsik. I guarantee you will continue to exist. V'zeyye achar shekibalti shekibalti. After you get what you deserve, your punishment, Ein Sheikh, this is Kirei Esther Achayach, and you remember your ways, Visi Kolmi Mehem, he's jumping ahead to the next psukim. After you have shame for your sins, then we'll go back to our original deal. I will remember the bris that I have made with you. Okay, now notice it says here the bris. We know many times, we mentioned this many times, that the Gemara says that Zuchus Avos tamu, but bris avos loy tamu. The zechus of the avos has come to an end. We no longer are able we no longer receive dividends off those merits of the avos, but the bris, the covenant with the avos, that never ever comes to an end. What exactly is the difference between the zechus and the bris? That's a $1 million question. The Zoycher Chaste, excellent. The Zoycher Chaste of us. We still say it. So basically, so you do see there is Zuchus of us.
Well, it could be the fact is that the Zuchus is that you'll have a nice time. I mean, Chaste of us is the good things that will happen until that time, that is dissipated already. But the fact that there will be a Gula has not ended.
Okay, so
the Gula will come regardless. But not the good times before the Gula.
The good times. So he's saying is the end will be the same.
It could be
but
rough,
how you get there?
Eventually,
it's going to be a rough trip. Instead of traveling in business class, you're going to be traveling with the luggage. You'll go by ship.
Yeah.
You'll go by ship. You're not going to be. You go.
That's why Rabbi Kiva says in Sanhedrin that we're talking about when Mashiach will come. He said, what's the last thing? He says, trust me, you don't want to be alive when Mashiach comes.
You want to see the Ikvis of the Chevrele, the Chevrele Mashiach.
The easy way, or we can do this the hard way. You don't want to be
okay, but Dr. Frilk is making a very good point. We do say in Tefillah the Zoycher Chastei Avais. We come onto the Zuchusim. The kindness. Okay, so one answer given is that until the Zuchus Avos was Tamu, you didn't have to do anything. A person can be a Rasha, a person can be an Avarian, can do all of the Averos. It doesn't matter. You still are the child of Avram Avinu. Hashem will take care of you. You can be the biggest troublemaker in yeshiva. They're not going to throw you out. There are other people in the yeshiva who misbehave, out. You misbehave, get a call, they call up the parents, pick up your child, he is suspended for 2 weeks. But the child of the person who pays the bills, the child of the person who's supporting the yeshiva, no matter what he does, they're not going to throw him out. It's not fair. It is fair. That's how, I don't know what it means. Not it is fair, but the zuchus of us is so great, we just can't bring upon you harm even though you do not deserve it. That came to an end at some point in time. But if a person is good, a person behaves and learns and does what he's supposed to do, you'll get a bonus because you are the grandchild of the person who was a tzaddik. So that's why Zechus Avos today still operates, but you need to earn the Zechus Avos. You need to be with the program. If you're with the program, then you can draw dividends from the Avos, things that ordinarily you would not receive. Ordinarily, you do mitzvah, so you'll get reward, X amount of reward. But now that you're doing mitzvah, so it reminds Hashem of the avos, so now the reward is going to be double, triple, quadruple. It's going to be the zechus avos is there because you're connecting. But if you're not going to be with the program, you're not going to be doing Torah mitzvahs, then automatically to say that you're going to receive reward, you're going to receive a special divine protection, no, that's not going to happen. There's not going to be any zechus. Bris avos is something entirely different. That is just a guarantee that Klal Yisrael as a whole will survive. Once for another explanation is the difference between bris and zechus is bris is for the Klal. There is a guarantee that Klal Yisrael will survive, will be around, will make it to the days of Mashiach. There's a guarantee. The Netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh. But who will be part of the Klal? Which individual will merit to be part of that group, the Yochid? That is no guarantee. If you had Zuchus Avos, every single member of the Klal is guaranteed to be there, and him and his children's great-grandchildren, v'chulu v'chulu. But Zuchus Avos is Tamu. Klal Yisrael will survive. You want to be part of Klal Yisrael? You want to make it to the very, very end, to the finish line? Because of Zechus Avos? Because you want to draw from the Zechus Avos? No, Zechus Avos has come to an end. You need to have your own merit to connect to the Klal, to be part of the Bris. It's very frightening. It's a very frightening thing. Every once in a while you see a miracle. Right? You see a miracle. And it makes you think, wow, this is like you know, you go to a wedding, and like, wow, it's a miracle that these people got married. Every so often. You know what I'm talking about. They go to a wedding, a 19-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old. You go to a wedding, like, you know, people already were miyayish, and like, you know, you hear always know stories like this, and you're miyayish, and then like, wow, it's like, it's really a miracle. And it makes you think, but what about all those other people? Those other people who are, you know, they're in the same matzah, they're in the same age, the same stage, they're just as good, they're just as fine, they're good people. How come they weren't zoicha to this miracle? It's very painful. Right. What?
Plane crash, 250 people died, one person survived.
Survives.
A miracle.
Right, exactly, right. So why him? Why him? Why everyone else? Well, the other people on the plane weren't tzaddikim, they didn't do chesed, they weren't such good people. It's very painful. On the one hand, every miracle is very uplifting. But mitzav sheni, when it's uplifting for one person, for another person who was not part, it's very painful. So, I don't know. That's part of this thing. The klal Yisrael is guaranteed to survive. That's the bris. Which yochid? This you need zuchusim. The zuchus of for the every individual. That is something which is beyond us. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Samach Aleph. Samach Aleph says we finish over here. The Radak, I believe. Okay, pasuk Samach Aleph. V'zochart es derachayich v'nichlam. Okay, we're coming over this very important pasukim. Really good pasuk is going to be the next pasuk. Last pasuk of Chanukah. This is very important. A time will come in Jewish history, Yechezkel predicts through Hashem, that you will remember your evil ways and you will be ashamed. V'nichlamt, you will be ashamed. Bekachtech es achosayich hagdelos mimeich, es haketanos mimeich, when your older sister takes your younger sister. Vinosati eshen loch livonos, and Hashem makes them as suburbs or dependents V'loy mibriseich, not because you deserve it. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's go very slow in the mitzudos. There's a lot going on here in this pasuk. Pasuk samach alch v'zochart v'chasher tiskar esterachayach tikol mi. There's going to come a point in time when you're going to remember your averos, and it's going to trigger a very deep shame. When will this happen? V'ze yihye be'eish atikach tachas mem shalteich ho'umos hagedolos mimeich letzoreif esakatanos mimeich, when the nations of the world will take, instead of their authority, be'eish atikach tachas mem shalteich, in place of your authority, ho'umos hagedolos mimeich letzareif es hakatanos mimech lihios elu keelu mishubadim, when everyone will, when you will be replaced, I'm not sure what this means, os tikol mi bir oseich she'ata gimaltani hara, you cause me harm, vani gimaltich hatoiv, I gave you reward, okay. I repaid you with reward. Let's go further. The word Livanos is a hard word, a very unusual word. You look in the Mitzudos Tzion, it says suburbs. Yeah. Suburbs that are subordinate to the major cities. So back in the Mitzudos Tzavit, Esen L'cho Livanos, Lihios Nit Polos Elayich, Lihios Nikros Binos Yerushalayim. I'm going to make it that Yerushalayim is going to be the center of the world. They're going to be the metropolis. We have in Rashi, going to be the center of the world, and every other country in the world will be tofel to Yerushalayim. Aval Ein Ze Bigmul Mishmorech Es Brisi, but it's not going to be because you deserve it. Ki Be'emes Lo Shamart Brisi. Avol b'chesed eseh ma she'eseh. It's only going to be because of kindness. In other words, there's going to be a point in time. Let's go back and read the pasuk again. V'zacharti esterachayich v'nichlam. You're going to remember your evil ways, and you're going to be put to shame. When will we remember? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us enormous chesed. What is the chesed? When Hashem makes us the center of the world, and everyone is going to be subordinate to us. B'kachteich. When Hashem replaces your older sisters, meaning nations that are far superior, far more powerful, far more numerous than you, that's the sisters that are together with the cities that are smaller, and they will become all of these nations, the mighty nations and the smaller nations, they will become a subordinate, v'nosati esen loch livanos. They will then become to you subordinate, and Klal Yisrael will be now on the top of the world. And then we're going to say to ourselves, we don't deserve this. We don't deserve that we should be in the position of power and honor. And why did Hashem do this for us? The answer is because Hashem promised us at the time of Matan Torah that He would do this for us. But we also promised Hashem that we would be faithful to Hashem and loyal to His Torah. And we have been unfaithful. So if we have broken our part of the deal, it is only correct that Hashem should not be obligated to keep His part of the deal. Yet Hashem in His chesed is going to fulfill His part of the agreement. And that's what the pasuk concludes, V'loy mibriseich, not because you really deserve this should come to you because of the bris that has been established with you at the time of Matan Torah. And this, unfortunately, is a very sad pasuk because this is the purpose of creation. Chazal tell us that Hashem, Ramchal explains, and all the other Mefarshim, the Kabbalah Sfarim explain, the reason why Hashem created this, well, what's the age-old question? What is all of this about? Why did Hashem need to create a world and put us here and test us and give us free will and have Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Tov? What's this all about? What's the purpose? The answer is, Hashem created neshamos. Hashem's original plan was to take the neshamos that He created and be good to them and give them pleasure. And the pleasure would be received when Hashem takes the neshamos and puts them in Olam Haba. That was the original plan. Problem was, when Hashem tested out this plan, the neshamos did not derive any pleasure in the Olam Haba, because they felt shame, called Nahama Dikisufa, the bread of shame. Come to Olam Haba, you have deriving pleasure. I don't deserve this. What did I do to deserve pleasure? So the neshama said to Hashem, at least let us earn our keep. You're right. I'll put you in this world, the world of Teva. I will hide myself. You will live a life of nisyonos, of tests. You'll have bechira chashis. You will choose to do the right thing. You will choose to have emunah in Hashem. And thereby, you will earn pleasure. You will earn your olam haba. That's the whole purpose of it. That's like the aleph beis of why Hashem created this world, is in order to give us an opportunity not to feel the shame of coming into Olam Haba. When we come into Olam Haba, we will feel we have deserved, we have earned our right to be here through being oymed in the difficult nisyonos that life presents. And look what happens here. What happens over here is, it's a miserable failure. We're not faithful to Hashem. We fail every step of the way, and yet Hashem still gives us reward. Hashem still gives us Olam Haba, and in this context, Hashem still gives us control of the entire world, and we feel shame. So, we failed. The whole purpose of creation basically didn't work. It just didn't, at least for Nach, I mean, the Yechidim, obviously for whom it worked, but for the Ha'amoinam, the pasuk here is a very frustrating, sad prediction of what's going to happen when the world comes to an end. We're going to experience deep, deep shame when Hashem ultimately gives Klal Yisrael reward, gives them prestige and honor and power in controlling the entire world by giving them the older sisters together with the younger sisters, meaning all the nations of the world are subordinate to Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Pasik Nun Samach Aleph Vizochart Behetivi Loch. When Hashem will be good to us, we will remember Esther Achayich. We will then recall our sins throughout history, Horoim Vinichlamt, and we will suffer, feel, be overcome with a deep shame. Milafonai Al Shegomalt Lira, we have paid Hashem evil, we have been evil to Hashem, and Hashem has been good to us. Vani Goimlech Toiva. When will this happen? This event will happen Bikachtech es Achosayich Kishetich Bishi Lirash es Humos Asher Svivo Saich Haketanois Vehagidolois. Rashi is much clearer than the Mitsudos. At the time when Hashem will allow us to conquer all of the nations of the world, the older sisters with the younger sisters, which means nations that are more powerful than us, together with nations which are weaker than us. All of these nations will be subordinate to us, and they will turn into suburbs. Livanois. Livanois means, here's a French word, Lefar Varim Loch. Lefar Varim, I guess, means suburbs to us. Mishubodim Loch. Kimo, the word Uvinoisech, the word Livanos, is similar to the word Uvinoisech. The same Beis Nun, Bonos. Livanos, Uvinoisech, Vechaf Ronoha, which is the Targum for the word Uvinoisech. Kfarim. Velo Mibrisech, not because you deserve it. Not because you were observant, you deserved, you fulfilled your part of the treaty. The only reason why this will happen, only because I am true to my word, I fulfill my part of the deal. Umedrash agado de Rabbi Tanchuma, v'lemibriseich, loy mi pat rimonia. Avraham, lo mi patrimonia, your patriarch, your patriarch, shalich, loy nisatim li Avraham avich ben habes, loy nisatim li Avraham avich ben habes sarim, vizeh haloshon korov lulash, kin korin ato likrevus, okay, that word belaz, Not because of your the bris avos, not because of the bris bein habisarim, because you have not been faithful. It's not because lo mibriseich is
not because of bris avos.
The bris avos, which is really the same thing. So he's saying that Rashi is giving us two interpretations. According to the first interpretation, the bris means the bris at choyrev.
Right.
Rashi, in the second interpretation, refers to the bris bein habesorim, the bris of us, the bris of Avraham Avinu, the patriarch. Not because of our patriarch, because we have been unfaithful, we have not followed in the ways of Avraham Avinu, he would not recognize us. Therefore, Hashem has no duty to give us Eretz Yisrael, to become the power of all of the world. But it's only because Hashem is faithful to His word did Hashem allow, was He faithful to the bris of Chorev and the bris Bein HaBesarim. And this brings upon us great shame. Okay, let's see Radak. Radak, Pasuk Nun Beis. Samach Aleph. Okay, v'zochart es derachayich v'nichlam b'kachteich v'zeyeh b'tzeis Yisrael me'agolus hazeh. This event will occur at the time when Golus is over. V'oztichi hagedolos imakatanos tachas yedecha. At that point in time, all of the nations, the great nations and the weak nations, your older sisters who are called the great nations, and your younger sisters who are the weaker nations, they will be subordinate to the Jewish people. Ki hamalchus tiyeh l'Yehuda, k'mosh amar, v'asisim le'etz echad. Yehuda will be in control. Now, when it says of the gedolos, it means shomrayin uvenoisecha, shehi malchus Ephraim, okay, so I made a mistake. The Radak is learning the pasuk different than Rashi. Let's make it clear. According to Rashi, Gidolois uketanois refers to the nations of the world. Okay, all the nations. According to Radak, Radak is referring to the Shvatim, the Aseres HaShvatim. That until this point in time, the Malchus was divided between the Aseres HaShvatim and the two Shvatim. But at the time of Moshiach, once again, everyone will be under the Memshala of Yehuda, which includes Binyamin. Binyamin is the younger sister. Binyamin is, anyway, was always Tafel to Yehuda. But also your older sister refers to all of the Aseres HaShvatim. They will once again be under the control of the Malchus of Yehuda, of the descendant of David HaMelech. So when that happens, Hashem will give us, will give reward. V'nasati esen loch levanos v'lo mibriseich. Radak continues, I will then give you af oisan she'enem mibriseich. I will make them to be suburbs. So here he learns a whole new interpretation. When it says v'lo mibriseich, refers to not only will Yehuda, Binyamin, and the Aseres HaShvatim be subordinate to Klal Yisrael, also nations that are not part of your bris will be subordinate to you, which refers to Sidom uvnoisecha. Yihiyu lach livanos nechshavos ba'ari haprazos lach. They will be considered to be cities, unwalled cities. V'sachas yodech yihiyu, they will be subordinate to you. Period. V'yonisam tirgeim v'af v'as lo avadet yas oiraisa. You have not fulfilled the Torah. L'dato yia perush v'lo mibrisech ma'ase ase imach lo mibris. He's going back to what it says in Mitzudos and in the first interpretation of Rashi. This, that I will be so kind to you and allow the nations of the world and your and Aseres HaShvatim to be under the Memshal of Yehuda, is not because you deserve it. Lo mibris shahoya li shekiyamti osaki lo yasis divrei haTorah v'lo kiyamta bris. You did not fulfill the words of the Torah. Ela lemani ase, I will do for my own sake. V'drash lo mibrisech v'lo mi Potar monia shalach, not because of your patriarch, lo nisatil Yavram avich bebris ben Absarim, I did not give it to you, v'lo nisatil, I did not give it to Avraham avich bebris ben Absarim. I'm assuming he means is that according to the terms, what you have done, you did not deserve to, that it should be given to you because of the bris ben Absarim, something along those lines.
You have, I was just thinking what you're saying, and the reason for the Kuk Sokim that seemed to
indicate that from the Chumash. It says, "Lo asal sein v'ras l'shem esavris nizos ki tam." Right? But you fail to keep the bris. Therefore, there's a chazilah bris v'shemim. I can't handle you because you violated. But nevertheless, the only way for the bullet to come is I'm going to have to remember the chusavos.
The chusavos.
That's the only way it's going to work. Lo asal sein v'ras l'shem. I'm telling you that I made the bris with you, not with them.
But here it says v'loy mibrisech. But all the farshim don't say that. They say v'loy mibrisech. They all say it's not because of the bris.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, at the end of the bris rishonim, I'm going to have to come back to that bris. And you said that it's the bris.
The bris, not the zechus.
The bris is what's going to come back to give us.
Okay, let me. Okay, we're out of time. I just want to leave off with the marriage that's really from the next two psukim. Let me just read the next two psukim. We'll do it again tomorrow, but we'll just read the psukim to the end of the parak. I'm going to establish my bris. Pasuk Samach Gimel. Now here is the key pasuk. Lamantizkiri vavoisht. You will remember your sins. You will be put to shame. V'lo yiyeh lach oit pischein peh. You'll have nothing to say. That's pretty scary. Due to the intense shame that you will suffer, when I will atone for you, all of the sins that you've done throughout history. So again, these I just read these last three psukim. Basically, it's repetitious, the same thing that we just read the last of in the entire parak. Okay, we'll do it tomorrow inside. But I want to just quote you the medrash. It's very, very shocking medrash. What it says on these psukim. Let me just find it. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is Medrash Tehillim. You don't get a Medrash like this too often. Believe me. You don't come across something like this. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. El mole loy nichtaf sefer yecheskel. Ela biglal haposik shekosav boy leman tizkri vavoisht v'lo yelach oy pischein pem ibnei kilom al kilom asich v'chapri loch l'chol asher asis dayoy. Can you quote the entire pasuk? If the whole Sefer Yecheskel was only written just that we read this pasuk, it would have been enough. The whole Sefer Yecheskel is kedai just for this one pasuk. What's the meaning? Lohoidia goidel habusha shel harisham la'asalavo. To reveal the extreme shame of the wicked la'asalavo. She'af alpi she'yischaper lohem. Even though the pasuk here makes it clear, the last pasuk, I'm going to atone, I'm going to forgive you. Lo yiye pischoin peh migoidel habusha. The intense shame. Now, I don't know the deeper meaning of this pasuk more than what it says, and whatever is obvious is that it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Mashiach will come, will atone, it will be revealed how kind He was to us, how wicked we were, how foolish we were, and that shame is going to be overwhelming to the point where we'll have nothing to say. What does this remind you of? This reminds you of the classic Chazal of when Yosef said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avi Choy. V'lo yochlu la'anos oso ki nifhalu mipanav. Chazal, oy lanu me'osa busha me'osa chlima. Oy lanu miyoyim hadin me'osa busha, oso chlima. That pasuk is a mashal of what's going to be at the time of Hashem's revelation. Just as Yosef said, Ani Yosef, Hashem will say to Klal Yisrael, Ani Hashem. Where have you been? Where have you been? And it's very obvious that this pasuk here in Yecheskel that we've just read, the last pasuk of this perek, which winds down this whole section about Sidon and Yasser Sashvatim, is a parallel to Ani Yosef. And the busha and the chlima, it will be overwhelming.
Say what perek and tehillim that is.
Lamed aleph gimel. There's an obvious parallel. It's kedai, you know, when we read Chumash, you have to really be a 5-star Talmud Chacham to know how to connect different stories in Tanakh. Obviously, if you delve into this more, they would shed more light on the pasuk Ani Yosef Ora Vichoi. But this is a revelation of the Yoyim Hadin, and the Yoyim Hadin here, there is a mention of Kapara, and we'll have nothing to say. V'lo yiyeh lach oid pischein peh. So I guess the lesson for us is not to complain, right? Not to complain and to behave ourselves, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaTzadik, Hashem is always correct, and we don't want to have to suffer that shame. All right, we'll stop here. Take a break.